Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you.
And we have not sent you, but as a mercy to the world.
I want to be a servant of God like Muhammad.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Muhammad, Rasulullah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dear brothers and sisters, my name is Latif and I am from America, and I am excited to be here today on IRIB English Radio and to discuss this show, Like Muhammad, where we will discuss the different narrations regarding the Prophet, the life of the Prophet, and specifically the actions of the Prophet. And since we are on the eve of Ramadan, we are going to be discussing hadith about the Prophet relating to fasting. We have this narration in Al-Kafi, one of our famous books of hadith. And in the narration, it says that the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away while continuing the practice of fasting in the month of Sha'ban and Ramadan, and 3 days in every other month. So from this one hadith, we understand that this was a practice of the Prophet, that the month preceding Ramadan, the month of Sha'ban, and in the month of Ramadan, the Prophet would maintain a fast. But outside of these 2 months, it was his practice, it was his tradition to fast 3 days in each of the other months.
Ya Nabi salam alayka, Ya Rasul salam alayka, Ya Habib salam alayka, Salawatullah alayka. Ya Nabi salam alayka, Ya Rasul salam alayka, Ya Habib salam alayka,
According to this narration, the noble Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, passed away while continuing the practice of fasting in the Islamic months of Sha'ban and Ramadan. And for those of you who don't know, the month of Ramadan is the month on the Islamic calendar where Muslims hold and maintain the fasting for the entire month. And the month of Sha'ban is the month which precedes it. Both of these months are considered holy months in Islam, of the four holy months. And when we talk about fasting in Islam, what we're talking about is this time at the beginning of the day, before you would think of dawn in the West as dawn being the sun rising. It's actually even before that. There's this time of day when the sun's light first starts to break the horizon, not the sun itself, just merely its light starts to appear on the horizon, and it would start as a tiny little ball of light in the center, and then it would start to expand in both directions. Now, when it starts to expand in both directions, heading, you know, north and south towards the west, this is that time that the fasting would begin for a Muslim. And it would proceed all the way until the end of the day after the sun has set. And then even a little bit further than that, when you can no longer see the sun on the horizon, you would notice that the light from the sun would start to move across the horizon. Even though we don't see the sun anymore, there's still light. As that light starts to move past the center of the sky, on a cloudy day, you would notice the clouds are red and that red shifts in the direction of the west. This is that time of day that a Muslim would break his fast. So back to this narration, the noble Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, passed away while continuing this practice of fasting in the months of Sha'ban and Ramadan, and 3 days in every other month on the Islamic calendar. In another narration, we see that one day the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his progeny, asked his companions, "Who from among you fasts his whole lifetime?" And his companion Salman said, "I do, O Prophet of Allah." A man said to Salman, "I have seen you eating on most days." He said, "It is not as you think. I fast on 3 days every month, and Allah has said, whoever performs a good deed, he shall have 10 like it. And I join Shaban, the month of Shaban, on the Islamic calendar, with the fasting of the month of Ramadan, so this is a lifetime of fasting."
Father, messenger to me, I will not leave you alone. When I see you, I'll be that irksome, clinging chatterer, the follower who clings to you, staring at your prophetic face, kissing with all reverence your hands, following you to gardens in your paradise, wherein I should not have a dreamt this moment for half a life. Paradise, and now I'm with you for all of time.
Now, when we look at this hadith, this is actually really fascinating to me, because in Quran, Allah does say that when you do a good deed, I would give you 10 times its value. And fasting is an act of worship and considered a good deed in the eyes of Allah. So that on the Islamic calendar, days have either 20, months have either 29 days or 30 days. So that if I was to receive 10 times the reward for a day of fasting, then if I fasted for 3 days, I would get 30 days reward for fasting. My fast would be counted as 30 independent days. So now this question from the Prophet, who has maintained a lifetime of fasting, that every single Muslim who has fasted for at least 3 days in a month, for every month outside of Ramadan, Allah would count him as one who had fasted for his entire lifetime. I think it was just really an interesting concept, and it was definitely a practice of the Prophet himself, and we see some of his companions partook in this too. But imagine, you know, the blessings of committing this worship, you know, every day of the year, and you're getting this blessing for, you know, it's almost like Allah's, you know, giving you even more. He's like, you know what? If you do every day and you do this act that I love, you know, there's blessing and reward in it. But if you just do it at least 3 days a month, I'll go ahead and just give you the whole month. That is a beautiful thing. And it's another example of the mercy of Allah and the generosity of Allah. I look forward to seeing you again. And this is IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the show Like Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah.
يا رسول الله رسول